Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight. Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You got to read, you like to watch, you like to listen, however you like to get your information. We have it there in multimedia formats and anywhere from 5 seconds to 10 minutes and anywhere in between on any topic under the sun. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. You'll see the, when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Donovan. Jim is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Handbook to a Happier Life and a new book coming out next year called Happy at Work. That's what we're talking about. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about the disengaged level of employees and why people are not happy. You know, Jim, you got some people, what you have to realize, and this is what every business owner needs to understand, is you got some people that no matter what you do, no matter how they're led, no matter what kind of genius manager you are, they're never going to be happy. And when you figure that out, you need to let them go be unhappy somewhere else, don't you?
Pretty much. I mean, I hate to say that, but you can't afford to have negative people running around your company. Really,
especially
can't.
In a small business, said, Jim, because one person unhappy is 20% of your operation.
Well, Andrew Carnegie said that if you have a company of 100 and you have one negative person, you can take down the whole company.
Yeah, yeah.
And Carnegie pretty much knew a lot of stuff. I'll count that on him. And knew more than I did about it. I think a big part of it, of the disengagement, and like you said, you have to blame it on upper management. And the example of that, a friend of mine is a director at a major company, a 50,000 employee company, and he was standing at the back of the room when the company had done their vision and projections for their whatever it was, year out, 5 years out, whatever they were talking about, to the company management. I don't know how many people, 2,000 people in the room. And Joe's standing at the back of the room. The people were walking out. The managers who were going to be tasked with taking on and fulfilling this vision are walking out of the room, and one turns to the other and says, "That's some vision they have. I sure hope they get there." And my friend was just floored. He didn't know what to do next because they did not see their part. They didn't see how this meant anything in their lives.
Well, that may not be that employee's fault. It could be that the message didn't connect them to it.
Right. They never took the time to drill the message down, to bring it down to the people that were going to have to implement it,
right,
and to engage them. And this is what I come in. You like talk about, how does this job fit into your life? Let's start with your life, because that's what's driving you. You don't care if the company, the job, the money, or anything else. You care about your life. We all do. I mean, you have to. So let's put that in perspective, and let's see how this job relates to your life. And you start, I've done this coaching clients on one-on-one. When you start, all of a sudden you start feeling better about work because you realize what it's doing for you. Because you've never looked at that before. People have never looked at it. Hey, my job gives me the money to feed my kids. Well, that's not such a bad thing, is it? And so on. Now, and when they really start to get more engaged and see how they can make it their own and get engaged in your work, find better ways to do it, make it interesting. I've got, like I said, I wrote 67 chapters. It's the biggest book I've written so far. I can't wait till it comes out.
Thing you can do besides just their own life, Jim, you can also engage, get them engaged in the company and one of the best ways I've found is one simple question, and that's to say to them, what do you think? When you're working on something, whatever project you're working on, and you're talking to your employees, just say, what do you think? And it's amazing how that question will get them involved, and especially if they probably have got some pretty good ideas, and especially if you use their ideas, that can turn people around, can it?
Well, like you said, they have ideas, but nobody's ever asked their opinion. That's his father. I think it was Tom Peters who did management by walking around. And he actually he told managers, leave your office and go walk around the company and find out what's really going on.
MBWA,
that was a big
exactly
breakthrough
right.
at that point. That was like that was a big breakthrough, which boggles my mind, not having worked in a big corporation. I was like, how do you not
well, here's,
do that?
You know, it is one of the on. Things... One of the things that is interesting that we should point out, Jim, management as we know it isn't very old. It's really only probably not much more than 100 years old. So
yeah.
it's a fairly young discipline.
Oh yeah. Well, when I first started in business in the '70s, we were producing programs on management when management by objectives came in. That was brand new. Madison Leslie did management by objectives and results. Up until then, it was management by intimidation. That was the early style of management. Do this or I'll break your arm. Well, you do this or you're fired. And then it changed into more of a participatory management style. And I'm not a management expert by any means, but I do understand the basics of it. But you're right.
Well,
the person, what's your opinion? How do you think we should be doing this? How can we do this better? Again, you engage the employees in the business.
Right. One thing about having happy, engaged employees, Jim, is that for as the owner of the business, it converts right to the bottom line of your business. It's definitely happy employees are more profitable employees. Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. JimDonovan.com, right?
That's it.
Come back
there,
soon.
Always.
Say hi to Georgia. Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.